WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 718. Big moment in television last night as CSI finished up. All done. Big 2-hour finale movie last night. They're all done.
It was still on?
Yes, but it's been running for a long time. And, of course, there's all the other CSI. So it was a big thing that it's done.
So Miami's gone now? And now this is the original one?
Vegas. Vegas done.
Is that it? No more? No mas?
No, they still have L.A. and I don't know if New York's still on.
Huh. I don't
know. CSI LA, I think, is the big one.
So what about it?
Cool. It's one of those shows that people learn from.
Okay.
And so now they're saying CSI caused a court case to go off the rails because the jurors know too much in a way.
It's like me knowing.
And they let a guy go.
It's like me knowing legal matters because I watch Law and Order. That kind of thing.
That kind of thing. I'll tell you about it next. It's funny in one way, but they let a guy go.
Dun, dun.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 722, cloudy and 80 degrees. So last night was the finale of CSI Las Vegas. It's done. And there's an assistant DA from New York who is in the article about it saying that CSI taught people about forensics and science so much so that they had a guy charged with attempted murder and gun possession let go by the jury because there was no forensics to line everything up. The guy had a gun in his backpack. He had eyewitnesses, the whole thing. And they let him go, even for gun possession.
They had
because they didn't have DNA testing like on CSI.
They had eyewitnesses?
Yep. Yep. He was 2 blocks from the scene, gun in his backpack. Multiple witnesses identified the shooter who tried to kill a man on a Brooklyn street. But the jury let him go. He was acquitted of attempted murder and even gun possession, even though it was in his backpack, because There's no forensics person on the stand and no DNA link.
They never found the bullet that they fired and matched it to the gun that was in his bag. You don't even know.
Whatever it was, they said there wasn't enough DNA stuff for the jury because of watching the show. Like we learn, you know.
Right.
There's like shows that like sneak in learning. And CSI, you can watch it because you enjoy the show, but you're learning stuff as you go without even like realizing it's like a mini forensics thing.
Is that your question? Shows that sneak in learn.
If you think about it though, yeah, there's certain shows that you pick up stuff.
Yeah, but I don't think with CSI they're trying to teach.
No, they're not even trying. But you pick it up as you go.
Well, that's in anything, though. That's in any show.
Well, look at this. Food Network's not teaching you.
No, but you pick it up.
But they're like,
that's what I'm saying.
You... so much stuff where it's like, it's sneaky learning.
Right, but it's what I'm saying. It's not so sneaky. They're teaching you how to do it on Food Network.
But they're not standards. No, but even in the other, even the regular
shows.
Dude,
I got Giada De Laurentiis with her chest hanging out of her shirt telling me exactly what to do.
That's what I mean. That's a show about boobs. That's not about food.
That's not sneaking in anything. That's hitting you with a recipe right between the eyes.
Yeah.
Thwack. You know, Law and Order, I don't think they mean to teach you.
Right. But they do.
But
that's true.
They do. Yeah. So I think that's the kind of way
that's
you go.
That's a sneakier one.
That's
right.
I think that's where you're going. Like, it's, you know, let's see the other one. Where they sneak it in?
Mm. Like when we're kids, Mr. Rogers is obvious.
Well, I think like Judge Judy is along those lines too.
Yeah, learn about the law,
Judy,
right?
Learn like little, you know, technical terms. Madam, that's hearsay. Don't mention that.
You learn about hearsay.
You know, stuff like that. All those little terms, you know. That's not germane to this case, madam.
It doesn't make sense.
Right. How about on what's the pawn show in Vegas? You know, with the guy with the bald head.
Pawn Stars.
They sneak in history lessons all the time when they're, like, evaluating something. They get the expert in. The guy starts telling the story. They show graphics and maps and the guy
so
from the Civil War.
So it's not about
and...
where it's blatant. You're asking for shows where they sneak that stuff in on you, huh?
TV shows that sneak, they do some sneaky learning on you.
Oh, man, that's a bitch. You're going to have to give me a minute.
Yeah. As I said, Mr. Rogers is obvious. Bill Nye, the science guy. They'll tell you right in the title.
You don't want
right?
obvious.
Those are the obvious ones.
Right.
But where's the sneaky ones where you picked up and you're like, I didn't realize I knew that until I watched.
And,
right?
And NCIS counts as the same thing? It's CSI.
I guess so. Those are similar shows. Okay. I guess so, yeah. If you got any, 955-WBAB, sneaky learning. 726, here's Ted with the Rose.
I hate those people.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 729. Can you think of the TV shows where, like, you don't realize it, but you're learning stuff? They do, like, sneaky learning on you? They were just talking about court cases affected by people who watch so much CSI, they let a guy go for attempted murder because there was no, like, DNA testing or link to it, even though they had him dead to rights. Good morning, BAB. Where do you get the sneaky learning? Go ahead.
Yo, that show Bar Rescue does that.
Bar Rescue does?
Yeah, it does, too. It's about, you know, these bars that suck, but all of a sudden... they'll throw in a history, a lesson on why these beers taste the way they do and what foods go with it and how all this science works with bars. Next thing you know, you can run a bar yourself.
Are you sure?
That's pretty cool.
Take care, brother.
Yeah, maybe not all the knowledge you need, but I can see what he's saying. You start learning about like how to run a quality bar, maybe do it the right way or something.
Sure you do.
You start feeling like you can do it. Sneaky learning. It's out there in the TV shows. We got 1-955-WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. Well, 2.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 733. TV shows where you learn stuff and you don't realize it. They sneak in the learning. 955 WBAB, if you got one.
Horrible people.
CSI finished last night. They're one of the bigger ones that taught us all, like, some science and forensics.
I guess all the law shows fall in there, right?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, Law and Order is a big one, right? How many people say that's what I know about the laws from Law and Order?
And the medical shows, I could put a trach in. Like, if you stop breathing, I could put a pen through your neck hole.
Yeah, you know how to make the cut and put the pen in.
Yeah, put it right there. Breathing in no time.
Hey, good morning, BAB. What do you got?
Morning, Raj. Morning, JP.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how about dirty jobs?
What do you learn in dirty jobs?
Where things come from, how things work, how they get from places to you.
Yeah, you kind of learn about every job he's doing, right? You learn how people do the jobs.
I still want to do that with Ted. I want to send Ted out. I want him doing road work. I want him doing with the cesspool guy. You know, I think it would be great. And then we do an over-under to see how long it takes them to want to get rid of him.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call.
Thanks, guys.
It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station with Roger and JP. Come on, 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 739, cloudy and 80 degrees today. Oh, we got another call in here about sneaky learning on TV. You're watching these shows and you don't realize they're teaching you stuff. It's not obvious like, Bill Nye the Science Guy used to be obvious. Look, he's going to teach you some science. But something like CSI sneaks it in.
Get messages on Facebook. Hollywood sneaks in a left-wing agenda on everything.
Spending location.
There's that. And then Pawn Stars sneaks in history lessons. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead. What do you got?
Bugs Bunny with classical music and Wile E. Coyote with everything that's wrong with physics.
Yeah, we definitely learned about gravity.
That's true. And a little bit of history with Bugs, too. Didn't he have some Hitler in there and some guy with a spiky helmet? The guy from the Ottoman Empire. I mean, he had some old stuff.
Oh, yeah, and old music. They always play with classical music.
We also learned that greed is bad, you know, from Donald Duck. Mine, 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 all mine. He's trying to put the genie back in the lamp.
That's right.
Mine. And he ends up getting nothing.
That's good.
We also learned that if you take a match and a mouthful of nitroglycerin, you're going to explode.
That's bad. But you can put your bill back on.
Right.
Once it
if you're a duck
your
and you blow yourself over, all you got to do is move the bill from the back of your head to the front. You'd be good.
Hey, thanks for the call. Yeah, there's some sneaky learning in there. We get smart sometimes from watching TV.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Smart.
Smarter.
Smarter.
I like the guy who called about dirty jobs. That was a good point. I mean, I've watched the show a bunch of times. I didn't think about the fact that he's teaching you about the ins and outs of all those jobs.
Why aren't we going to do this with Ted?
We talked about it years ago, and maybe it's come up a couple times, and we never really did it with Ted. Have them go out and do other jobs and stuff. That'd be cool.
Videotape the whole thing. Oh, it was one of those. It was at one of those moments when management was breaking our balls for web content. Mm. Guys, we need more web content.
Mm.
We need you guys to drive traffic to the website so then we can give sales all Apple Watches for selling the content that you guys provide and not give you guys anything in return. You like that one, Brett? Who's got your back? Who loves you?
You.
I do. You're damn right.
741.
The
thanks
racket
for the call.
Goes on around here will blow your minds. Let's only take care of one side of the building. They're only the good. These other people, the programming side, they're dicks.
Yeah. They don't mean nothing.
They only provide everything they're able to sell. No. But let's reward the sellers. It's good stuff.
There's a little inside baseball for you right there.
There you go.
Hey, by the way, coming up just after 8.
Brett breaks his balls every day for content for the website.
Yeah. Didn't get an
Apple
Watch.
They give everybody on the other side Apple Watches. Brett gets nothing.
Right.
Maybe next year.
Yeah. His management for you.
Coming up after 8, the Ultimate Cash and Concerts contest where they'll give away $500 that should have been Brett's.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Listen for the keyword to text. It's number one rock station, Roger JP 751. Cloudy and 80 degrees today. So, listen, we have a couple of people on the line who want to get in on our discussion about TV shows that kind of sneak in the learning.
Facebook message. Mm-hmm. Bugs Bunny taught me you can get anywhere in the world just by making a left turn at Albuquerque. You might be onto something there.
That's true. Mm. That's true. Things that, you know, like Pawn Stars, you don't expect it, but you learn stuff by watching it without even realizing it.
You do get a history lesson from those guys.
CSI finished last night. That's what started the whole conversation. We have a grouchy cop on the line. Ex-cop. Go ahead. What's the problem?
Yeah, how you doing? It's a sneaky learning thing. It's been going on for a while. It's ridiculous. Listen, I was a cop for 20 years in the city, and, you know, I can't tell you how many times some guy told me that, you know, you got to tell me if you're a cop or not, you know? I mean, it's ridiculous. People got to get a mind of their own and stop listening to TV.
Hey, thanks. Hi, B&B.
You guys do it all the time. I learn a lot from Dead Guy in the Envelope. Yeah. Hey, I don't know this guy you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know his history right after they get it.
Let me sneak in some learning on the radio.
Let me ask you a question, because we've been kind of talking about this a little bit the last couple weeks. How would you feel if we got rid of Dead Guy in the Envelope for a while?
No, I think it's great. I wouldn't get rid of it. I think it's great.
I hate you.
Keep it.
Hey, thanks for the call. Good job.
Yeah, you got it. Have a good day.
I hate you.
I do.
Do you know probably once a day you tell a listener, I hate you?
I just want to get rid of that guy so bad. I mean, how many years are we supposed to do that friggin' thing?
Yeah, people love it, though.
Guys,
you got to remember.
It's what you're known for.
Yeah.
Who cares?
And a lot of people haven't been listening for the whole 16 years. They come in the last year or two.
Dude, how long have we been doing Ted? How long have we been doing Dead Guy? 10 years?
At least since I got here with you guys. I've been with you guys 10 years.
That's annoying.
That success is damn annoying. God, I hate that when it happens.
I do.
All these people listen, and they keep listening because they like the game.
Yeah, but if it's success on other people's terms, is it really success? I'm saying.
How many years in were you guys when you started it? You don't because you guys have been on 16 years now.
Hillary was here. I know that.
Yeah, that's when it started.
I remember that one. You were on vacation for a week, and I was stuck here working because we didn't have equal vacation time. Mm-hmm. And then I had that idea, and we tried it out, and it took off, and that was the end of it.
Okay. And so whip yourself over. It's your fault.
It is my fault. Well, I didn't think it was going to take over my life.
No, it hasn't. Hey, as long as the audience is entertained, we're good.
Oh, stop kissing their ass, will you please?
That's what the show is all about, is if the audience listens, not if we enjoy ourselves.
You got a mouthful of listener schlong. Why don't you just get rid of it for a little while?
754.
Oh.
Is that...
In Lindenhurst, still dealing with the closure of Montauk Highway both ways between Venetian Promenade and Buena Vista Boulevard from an accident earlier this morning. Lots of fog around Sunrise Highway west.
JP, 758.
You just had really serious face on there. That's
interesting.
Yeah.
We got a lot of phone calls, people calling in, really discussing the show, and one guy mentioned how we sneak in learning through Dead Guy in the Envelope. He loves it. He likes Dead Guy, and he likes the fact that he learns stuff about people that he never heard of. All right. Jeremy's on the line.
And I want nothing more than to get rid of Dead Guy in the Envelope.
Meanwhile, to be fair, it's like the highest rated bit for years and years and years. People listen to it, and they love it, and they don't tune out. East End, what do you say? Go ahead.
Oh, please give me that envelope. I will roll it up and smoke it myself. Seriously, it is time. Bring back Thursday Morning Theater and bring back Gay Court, and I'll be a happy man.
I'll tell you, we couldn't get away with Gay Court now on a bet.
Thursday Morning Theater.
Dude, that keeps coming up. My wife brought it up to me the other day. Mm. One of the parents on my soccer team was like, how come you guys don't do Thursday Morning Theater? I got an email about Thursday Morning Theater.
My favorite part used to be JP play a girl or like a gay guy. That was the best.
We should bring it back just because we know our program director hates it.
Yeah.
I never understood why he hated it.
Little small victories right there.
Thanks, East End.
Plus with all the 50 voices that are in Ted's head, in Brett's head at any given time.
Yeah, and the three that are in Ted's head. Put them together.
Yeah. Willie Randolph does the poltergeist.
Yeah. Thursday Morning Theater could hit all sorts of new levels. Now we should think about that.
Charles Wong is Don Corleone.
Could be good.
Yeah.
Kind of like the idea. It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP.